Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, snuck upon me. Didn't see it coming. Where the hell is it? That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the third day of April 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today, you're going to have to hit star 6 to unmute. It is currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And spring, just hanging in there, you know. I know any day we could have a blizzard, because I know where I live. But we're enjoying not running the heater so much, nothing else. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. Latest Trump H-2B increase again betrays American workers, says CIS, and we'll get into that when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Latest Trump H-2B increase again betrays American workers, says CIS. This is from New Observer. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. H-2B visas granted to foreign workers to come to the USA and perform temporary non-agriculture services. Or remember when they first started selling this shit to us? They said, well, they're just doing the work Americans don't want to do. You know, picking the lettuce and stuff, the farm work. And then, well, here we are today. Lie after lie, stacked upon lie after lie. Services or labor on a seasonal or intermediate basis have reached an all-time high, causing the Center for Immigration Studies to claim that U.S. President Donald Trump has, quote, again betrayed American workers. Well, hell, of course he did. That was the intent. He is an international goddamn real estate mogul. Well, you really think that he cares, gives a rat's ass about the fucking slaves in the field? Really? A new report issued by the CIS that organization pointed out that in April 2017, President Donald Trump signed Executive Order 18837, a directive to, quote, buy American and hire American. Whatever. The order signaled the president's intent to defend the interest of American workers. And people fucking bought it, man. That's really the... After all the lies, I mean, the thing, oh, here comes this goddamn... This guy who's, you know, been on WWF and, I mean, done a blatant charlatan. And just, yeah, but he lapped it up like dog lapping up its own vomit. on his key campaign promise to CIS continued, some of his supporters were less skilled and less educated voters who shared his concerns that widespread immigration and foreign guest worker programs would shrink their job prospects. The executive order states that in order to create higher wages and employment rates for workers in the United States, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, the Secretary of Labor, and the Secretary of Homeland Security shall propose new rules and issue new guidelines to supersede or revise previous rules and guidelines if appropriate to protect the interest of United States workers in the administration of our immigration system. This has not happened. No, really. Instead of reforming the guest worker system, Trump has allowed it to flourish. It is, and you know, like I said in that speech the other day, all those idiots, I mean, they've got to know that everybody that's looking at that, I mean, the majority, the vast majority in this country, the 75% are looking at you, goddamn, you are traitors. You're traitors to your fucking people. You're loyal to the lodge and you're loyal to the international communism because you think it's going to serve you. It will get you too. You will see. Watch the checkist. It is, in its latest action, the Department of Homeland Security announced today that it is raising the 2019 H-2B cap to 30,000. The additional visas are available to H-2B guest workers who previously worked in the United States within the past 3 years. The H-2B visa allows employers to hire foreign workers for non-agriculture jobs that do not require higher education, including landscaping, cleaning hotels, etc. I've explained before the H-2B program is a raw deal for Americans and highlights those points below, and I highlight those points below. I mean, this is for the working poor. The poor. We're American nationals. We own this goddamn country. There should be no poor American national. But there is the working poor out here. People working two jobs, man, trying to keep a roof over their head and food in their belly. And this dirty son of a bitch. Oh, he's one of us. God, you people, you fell for that just like that blue wiper. Data shows that employers pay H-2B workers much less than their American counterparts. And God damn it, what their American counterparts are getting paid ain't enough to fucking live on. So, I mean, this is just saying, fuck you, you goyim, you subject, you piece of shit. And these orders are coming straight out of fucking Israel. And you know it because that's who's running your country. The H-2B program distorts the labor market and artificially props up inefficient companies, giving them no incentive to reform their hiring practices. And make no mistake, they come in on these lower wages, but they are subsidized because they also get the welfare, they get the housing, they get the goddamn, because they got 10 kids, you know, at the end of the year, they get, you know, a $20,000 check, and more than most working poor people are fucking making and just for their goddamn, for having 10 children in the write-offs. I forget what they're called. H-2B prevents the neediest Americans, ex-convicts, recovering addicts, the homeless, high school dropouts, etc., from securing meaningful employment that could transform their lives. The H-2B visa is unnecessary because a domestic replacement could do the same thing. It's driving the ground. It's into the ground. You know, he's also hitting the middle class, so more people are dropping down the ladder. The thing is to get us all down to the level of these fucking third world peons, coolies, pissants, and then, you know, once they get the guns away from us, then they can start eliminating us all together because the paperwork shows the fraud. The paperwork shows the duplicity. The paperwork shows the treason that they committed and what they have done to our country and they've done to our people. That being said, you know, we've been talking about, the flood coming over the border that Trump is assisting with every bit of his fucking international fucking power mogul influence that he is pumping these son of a bitches in here. And we've talked about the gangs and how it's all going to come down to, you know, I said, you pretty soon you'll be afraid to let your wife go down to the store to get a gallon of milk or what might have you. Because you'll be, because first there'll be a few, and it's already happening. And here's a little piece that came off of, I can't remember the, it was a local channel down there in Texas somewhere. Laura will get me that so I can give them their credit, but listen to this.
An Encino resident speaks out to Local 23 tonight, telling us she lives in fear every day, seeing hundreds of undocumented immigrants attempting to enter her property, adding she feels threatened by criminal organizations surrounding the area. Our Joanna Guzman has the story.
12 young men dressed in black. My husband automatically stops. And they just put a finger to their lips, and it's like, you better not say anything. They know what we drive. They know where we live.
Soyla, who did not wish to show her face for security reasons, says County Road 304 in Encino is used by cartel members to smuggle drugs and humans, a road only 7 miles away from the Falfurrias checkpoint.
And there was a young man. He kept telling him to stop, and right at the gate, he kept coming. My husband caught the gun, and right on his left-hand side, 12, 15 more pop out. They were trying to get in toward the house.
Soyla adds she constantly lives in danger and does not live a peaceful life anymore.
We no longer can go out without a gun. You can't go for a walk. My neighbor, his daughter, was chased by men with masks. She was riding her four-wheeler toward 281. They saw her, they jumped the fence and started chasing her.
Soyla says hundreds of immigrants walk down her street daily after being told by human smugglers Houston is just up the street without knowing this is just a dead end.
Huge groups. We're not talking about 10 or 15. We're talking about 40, 70. And the last few months, it's getting worse. They really need to go after the coyotes because we have seen so many abandoned families, women with children that are just left out there and said, these people are not educated. They don't know east or west. They don't know where the sun rises and sets. You ask them, have you ever seen a map of Texas? No, they don't even know how big Texas is.
Soyla adds a wall is needed to protect U.S. citizens.
And if anyone tells you that there is no danger out here and we don't need the wall, they have no idea what they're talking about. They don't care as long as the businesses, you know, keep thriving in McAllen or Brownsville or wherever, you know, in the valley.
In Encino, I'm Joanna Guzman, Local 23 News.
Soyla says everyone in her neighborhood is terrified to call Border Patrol due to threats they've received by drug smugglers.
Well, there you have it, people coming to a town near you. Now, we know that they have for how many years been pumping them into the interior of the United States. And this is, I mean, it's down there in Houston right now. But it's, I mean, you know, where they're getting to the numbers to where they're doing shit like this. But this is what's coming. This is how it will start because there is no check to this. You're paying for this. You're paying for these son of a bitches to be pumped into your country and then, and bust and planed or brought, but they all chauffeured to your goddamn neighborhoods. And when they start building up, you mark my words. You mark my words as day. This is what you're going to be looking at. And there's only one fucking counter to it. And because it's being allowed by those that you paid, that you pay their pensions, that you pay their wages. And it's being allowed by the ones you employ to stop it. They are assisting it. When they talk about apprehension, what's apprehension? That's giving them the money and the bus ticket to bring this fucking trash to your goddamn neighborhood so they can terrorize you. This is the same thing that King George did on the frontiers during the so-called Revolutionary War, the hijacking of the uprising. The same thing, to terrorize the fucking people, but they're not going to terrorize us. They're not going to terrorize, we will be, gangs? I guess that means a bunch of people together that are ready to kill, right? And you watch what happens, and you mark my words on this today. When we do, when it finally gets to enough until people have had enough and they get out their goddamn guns and they gang up in vigilante groups and start taking care of this fucking problem because they can't walk their own goddamn streets. Ooh, ethnic cleansing. Here comes Blackwater USA to kill you. Betrayal Beyond Betrayal, and that was KVEO, and it was sent in by Galen. Thanks, Galen. But at any rate, where were we on this goddamn thing? The government managed... Okay, let's see here. Kareem joined... that wasn't it either. We were just here. The organization comments came as part of a response to U.S. government attempts to dismiss a lawsuit regarding its use of the list. Oh, what the hell am I on here? Something else? I must have finished that article. I did. Okay, so we're going on to the next article. Sorry about that. U.S. government's refusal to confirm or deny it put American journalists on drone kill list called chilling. And it's kind of like what Mark Schumacher was talking about the other day about these drones, you know, coming and it just hitting out. Well, you know, that shit will only go so far. I was sitting there trying to turn the nuker for the stupid box, and it starts flashing, doing all kinds of shit. This technology, I mean, there's a lot of problems with it, and anything that they can, anything that we have built, we can also figure out a way to break. And it's going to be a problem we're going to have to solve, but we will solve it because we have to. And more of our and the more that we sit back and watch this thing just happening like a train coming at you, just sit there and stand there and watch it. The more of our people that are going to die having to take care of this problem. But we take care of this problem, we will. And the people who caused it, man, their fucking destiny is fucking. It's not deportation. It's a fucking rope. It is a fucking rope if they're lucky. And it's anybody fucking flying a drone, and in this United States. That attacks a fucking American national, you will be fucking skinned alive and left alive to fucking and put ants all over you. We'll pour honey on you. We will do unthinkable things to your motherfucking asses. Okay, this is the U.S. government refusal to confirm or deny it put American journalists on drone lists called Chilling from Common Dreams, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Lawyers for an American journalist who believes he was placed on the government's infamous kill list warned Tuesday that the rights of all U.S. citizens, and I'm not a citizen, and that's why, I mean, I was talking to somebody on the site this morning, we got to get away from this fucking terminology. We are not your fucking citizen subjects, 14th Amendment citizen subjects. We are American nationals, individual, free, sovereign American nationals. You have no authority over us. We are the authority over you, you sons of bitches. And, well, we're not, well, it's a corporation, so I guess we're not. But we are the true owners of this fucking real estate, and we're going to do something about your ass. You are, every one of you, going to pay. You're going to pay the full measure for, and we will receive justice before this is all over with you, dirty son of a bitches. Lawyers for the American journalist who believes he was placed on the government's infamous kill list warned Tuesday that the rights of all U.S. citizens are at stake if the country's drone assassination program is allowed to continue. See, this is why this could never be done under the original Constitution. This could never be done if the Bill of Rights is in effect. They are telling you, you have no Bill of Rights. That's what that 14th Amendment tells you. We've removed your Bill of Rights and we have subjugated you. We are your sovereign. Like a king, we will grant you immunities or privileges to those who we choose to. Those who suck our asses correctly. Those who suck the Jewish master's asses over there in fucking Jerusalem. I used to say Tel Aviv. It's gotten, had to get used to saying Jerusalem since the fucking Jew son of a bitch Donald Trump fucking moved the embassy over there to try to stir up more. Because, man, the thing is to get people killed, to give the Empire of Zion must be, I mean, it's not going forward fast enough. There's not enough killing going on. We got to get the killing, more killing happening, people. We're slow on the killing, and God, just think what it would do for the bomb industry in this fucking country, the industrial war complex. All the people who's, I've heard people like in South Carolina, I think it was, they got a lot of facilities down there that build these weapons of death. And they, oh man, the contracts, oh they love war. Hey, ching ching, man, money's more important than fucking life. Mammon is more important than fucking life. And certainly if it's somebody's life across the ocean, fuck them. I'll build a bomb to kill them. We're, you reap what you sow. That's all I can tell you. The organization's comments came as part of a response to the United States government's attempt to dismiss a lawsuit regarding its use of the list. Look how far we've come. They're telling you, well, yeah, we do have a drone kill list for American nationals. I ain't no citizen. But what they're saying is for our subjects. Well, we take out subjects and there's no consequence to us because we are the corporate aristocracy and there is no law of from our subjects that applies to us. They are beneath us. A lawsuit regarding the use of the list. Reprieve is representing Bilal Abdul Karim, a journalist and U.S. citizen, U.S. subject, who claims he was repeatedly targeted and nearly killed on 5 separate occasions by drone and missile attacks in 2016 when he was reporting on the ongoing conflict in Syria. Karim joined an Al Jazeera journalist in 2017 in a lawsuit against the government demanding that the Trump administration remove their names from the kill list. They have a kill list. Your servants have a kill list. You know, your public servants that serve you, they have a secret kill list with your name on it of potential targets for the United States drone program. If the government manages to have the lawsuit dismissed, Star Chamber Courts, I got to believe that shouldn't be no problem at all. Legal experts warn it would allow the Trump administration and future presidents to secretly place any American on a kill list without telling them why. That's the point. What the fuck does telling them why mean? You can't have a fucking kill list. You can't. Oh, man, I tell you people. You talk about gone off the deep end and heading towards the bottom. Therefore, stripping them of their constitutional rights to due process, you think? Do you think? The right to due process has been a bedrock of the judicial system. It's been the supreme law of this land since its ratification in 1791. And one of the pillars that supports a free society going back 8 centuries to the Magna Carta. Fuck the Magna Carta. I don't want, you know, every time they want to talk about one of our rights, they should go back to fuck the Magna Carta. This is U.S., United States, that's with a little U, United, big S states of the America, ratified motherfucking absolute law. Fuck the Magna Carta. Wrote Tom M. Sweller, a Willensburg in the Boston Globes last summer. It is the birthright of every American. It is the birthright of every American. Gaining a tactical advantage is not worth losing that heritage. It is not heritage. You see the way they play these fucking word games. And I mean, year after year, changing mediums here. I mean, going from a gun confiscation, gun control, gun safety laws. See, it's gun safety laws. And I, like I said, I was sitting there watching them at the round table when they were saying, we got to quit calling it gun control. Because that, I mean, just like we're just like fucking little children. You know, I think back on the Indians when they hear him talking about the great white father in Washington, and they're just his children. We're not your fucking children. You're going to find out that we stand up tall, and then we put our pants on one leg at a time, just like you do, you son of a bitch. And we will stomp you fucking right in the fucking ground because you are our lessers in reality. The only thing that you think that puts you above us is fucking mammon, which is a false fucking, it's nothing. It's an idea. And we got a better idea. We got a better idea for you. As Common Dreams reported at the time of the filing, Karim believes the Obama administration placed him on the kill list and wants President Donald Trump to remove his name, asserting that his inclusion is the result of arbitrary and capricious agency actions. Agencies. See all these fucking unelected son of a bitch. None of it's elected. It is what it is. It is a fucking corporation. It's a fraudulent corporation. It cannot exist. It was created in violation of the supreme law of this fucking land. It has been a crime since its creation. It has been an unpunished crime since its creation. And it is way past fucking time to set things aright. accomplished without due process and in violation of the United States Constitution and international law, both of which do not fucking exist. If they are, they are completely arbitrary and capricious, as witnessed by the fact that fucking Israel built a nuclear arsenal. They go out and they, by Gaza, and they plink at fucking children. I mean, unarmed children, just shoot their asses dead. I mean, see those things? Just don't look at those things. If they could, they would fucking, they would have controls on your eyes to tell you what to see. They would have chips in your head so you could only hear what they want you to fucking hear, so that you could not even ascertain the true reality around you. The government responded that if those included on the U.S. kill list were to be informed and given a trial, national security could be jeopardized during the court case. Well, that makes it up. Well, fuck that Bill of Rights then. Fuck that due process of the law. I mean, you are our servants, and we hired you to kill us, right? If we speak out, we don't like what you're fucking doing. If you fucking assume upon yourself through illegal acts fucking powers over us that do not exist, that are forbidden by our Bill of Rights. Well, of course you, I mean, for national security, what is the, what would, no, that would be the security of the corporate aristocracy, wouldn't it? Just like the Star Chamber courts. Such a claim suggests that the right of the U.S. to operate its drone program trumps Kareem's and all Americans' Fifth, and you see, they have to throw it in here. Every time I told you, you're going to see it. Fifth and 14th Amendment rights. No, 14th Amendment is not about rights. It's about privileges and immunities for subject citizens. Got it? The fifth article to our Bill of Rights is fucking ratified law that protects the American national without exception. There is no higher law. To write any fucking kind of legislation or policy that fucking is contradictory, to have this goddamn kill list is an act of fucking open treason against the people and the people's authority. We're at the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment rights. This is somebody that's going in to fight this. But the only way, see, these fucking attorneys, they're the ones that built this fucking apparatus. These dirty fucking, they're foreigners by definition, as they are esquires. They hold titles of nobility. They cannot even operate in a fucking American common law court. Not that there is any to operate in, because they have been unlawfully and fraudulently removed. And when they were removed, the people's authority over their supposed government was removed. The government was removed. The republic was removed and replaced with a fucking corporation. And the corporate boards, just like the goddamn communist committees, well, they decide that there's got some opposition here that's going to tear down our fucking theft machine. We'll take one of them drones that they paid to build, and we'll fucking kill them with it. Well, get on it. Get to fucking doing it, because I want this shit over with. Yeah, a lot of us are going to die because of the negligence of our predecessors, our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers. This should have been stopped a whole fucking long time ago, people. But it wasn't. It's on us. And we are the ones that have made the stand and have called them out. So we're the ones that are going to have to do the fucking fighting. By invoking the state secret privilege, what? You show me that, and go get the original Constitution and show me where there's some state secret privilege in the context of designating a U.S. citizen for lethal action. Oh, sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act. Is that what they're plugging in here, people? We're getting right on the edge of where they're going to have to put together those state confiscation teams to come and try and take our fucking guns away from us. Is this what we're on the edge of here, people? When it goes down, I'll tell you the number one fucking target. It's the cannon fodder is going to come out. You're going to have to deal with it. But when you go hunting, you're going hunting for the head of that fucking snake. Show them how far Americans can shoot and shoot accurately, please. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Payback's a Bitch by Blackberry Smoke. And it's going to be a bitch. It's going to be hell on earth is what's fixing to happen here. I mean, it's just one day after the next day after the next day stepping over. They are so far over the fucking line that you'd have to have a fucking spotting scope to look back to see the goddamn line. Refuser to confirm or deny, huh? We were down, this article is, U.S. government's refusal to confirm or deny it put American journalists on drone kill list. And it's not just journalists. And you know, it ain't going to be just journalists. It's going to be the enemy of the aristocracy. The ruling class. You know, those fucking spineless pencil neck pieces of shit that have been lording over us using a standing fucking Blackwater army. And we're fucking sick and tired of it. Least I am. We were down here to the 14th Amendment rights, and there are no rights. There are privileges and immunities for fucking subjects in the goddamn 14th Amendment, the fraudulent 14th Amendment, the 14th Amendment that violates the law of the land of this country in, by the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, the people who are the authority in this goddamn country. Reprive said, by invoking the state secret privilege in the context of disseminating a U.S. citizen for lethal action, the government seeks to shield itself from all inquiry into the process by which it acts as prosecutor, judge, and jury. They've been doing it for a whole fucking long time, people. Don't doubt it. And executioner of a plaintiff, Bala Abdul Karim, and said Reprieve, that's his fucking corporate attorney, and the law firm Lewis Bach Middlemiss, which is also represented Kareem in a statement Tuesday. The government, in its motion to dismiss, said that Kareem's due process rights would be satisfied simply by allowing him to present evidence that he has been wrongfully placed on a kill list that you don't even know if you're on. Oh boy, that's due process of the law. That meets the criteria of the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th articles of our Bill of Rights, doesn't it? That does it by simply presenting evidence, proving that he's been wrongfully placed on that kill list. An execution list. And it's just like that, you know, that's when they got the balls to sit there and tell you, we'll take the guns first, then we'll give you the due process. Like we're too fucking ignorant to understand what the words due process mean. Present evidence he was wrongly placed on the kill list and that the government was under no obligation to respond. Well, no, of course they're not. They're the fucking corporate aristocracy. The king does not have to respond to any fucking subject. In fact, you can just say, go chop off his fucking head. And his Blackwater fucking agents will do so. Reprieve rejected that argument, saying it was akin to limiting the accused to unilaterally contending that he is innocent of unknown charges in the hopes of persuading a silent, criteria of government officials not to kill him. Think about what I'm reading to you here, people. And you're still talking about, oh, the legislation in Wyoming, they said that you can't violate the second article anymore. Fuck it all. Fuck it all, people. This is telling you straight up, shove that Bill of Rights up your ass. It doesn't exist. We are the fucking aristocracy of this country. We can have you killed by a royal decree. The government's assertion that it has the right to mark its own citizens. See, its own citizens. We always look at the language. Its own citizens implies possession thereof. Now, doesn't it? It's its citizens. Its property. Its fucking subjects. For death based on secret information without affording them the legal protections offered by the Constitution. No, it ain't the Constitution. The Constitution is a separate document. That Bill of Rights was a separate document by itself, ratified by the people, by the people's fucking authority, before it was ever amended into that Constitution as a preamble to make sure that it was understood that the authority belongs to the people and that the government serves the fucking people. is chilling. It's chilling, all right. It's chilling to the point that you better get ready to fucking defend your fucking lives, said Jennifer Gibson, co-counsel for Kareem. The consequences of this action are too severe, Reprieve added, and the right to, quote, due process, foundational to the constitutional democracy. This ain't no fucking democracy, and I went out over that with somebody today too. I mean, it's fucking gone, people. You got it? They're coming to the point of fucking exterminating your asses, committing genocide on you. At the same time, they're telling you they want to get them guns away from you so you don't hurt yourself. So nobody gets hurt because you might shoot yourself. You might hurt yourself. So we need them guns. Could you hurry up and give me some guns? Wonder why they want them fucking guns, people. And wonder why they haven't taken them yet. Because they do not have it yet. And if we keep sitting, I don't know, maybe they could figure something out. You give them enough time to entrench, enough time to beat them, so there's one for every one of fucking us, or 10 for every fucking one of us. There's 7 billion people on this planet. How many of you want to let get in here and get right in your goddamn face? Just like that lady that we listened to on that recording down there on the border. She's right there by Houston. They've got, see, that's what I'm talking about. I know what's going to happen here. And it'll be smaller town, it'll be the big cities and then smaller cities and smaller cities. And they have worked this right into the deep interior of the United States of America. It's coming to you. And the day will come when you are afraid to walk out your own fucking door. Are you going to allow it to happen is the only question. Something that popped into my mind. I was listening to the intel yesterday and they had a guy come up about the guy in, I can't think of his name, up there in South Dakota. And, you know, what was done to him was wrong, but of course they're $40,000 worth of lawyers already into the admiralty where they're going to get justice bullshit. But this guy, calling from jail, and his partner outside, and he said, tell the militia to stand down. I'm going to tell you guys something. Tell the militia to stand down. Before you can fucking stand down, you have to fucking stand up. And I ain't seeing it nowhere. The consequences of this action are too severe, Reprieve added, and the right to due process, foundational to a constitutional democracy, which we are not, to allow the government to secretly condemn an American citizen subject to death. Well, actually, under the system they're running, the fraudulent fucking treasonous system that, I mean, every one of them, just for having this system, for being a part of it, they've got a rope coming. It is fucking blatant goddamn insurrection and treason to the point of absurdity. How the hell did that happen? That looks weird. Okay. Israel to house 250,000 settlers to the occupied Golan Heights. Oh, Trumpy, the king of the world. The fucking, you know, I'm going to be the president of the United States. I'm not the ruler of the world or the police. I'm going to be your American president that just declared by proclamation from a foreign fucking entity, which we are to them, that the Golan Heights, which belongs to the sovereign territory of the country of Syria. Now, we gave that to the Jews. Well, that's kind of how they got Palestine, too, isn't it? The Balfour Agreement. You know, where the British just said, well, we're taking Palestine. We're clear over here, in Britain, but we've decided we're giving that to the fucking Jews. Because we're Jews. And the Jews have to have a homeland. Because they've been persecuted everywhere they've went around this country for so many, since their fucking inception. Wonder why? Wonder why, I mean, does anybody ever stop to ask that question? Wonder why they've been kicked out of every fucking country? Because this is what they do to a country. They tear it down. The whole idea here is this fucking world belongs to them and the rest of us are just fucking animals upon the fucking planet that belong to them. Or they're going to find out in a hard way that we are not fucking animals and we do not belong to them. Israel is planning to settle some 250,000 settlers in the occupied Syrian Syrian Golan Heights. Over the next 30 years, the Israeli Broadcasting Authority, IBA, revealed yesterday. According to Anadullah, I think, the report comes 1 week after U.S. President Trump signed a presidential decree. Who gives decrees, people? Don't kings give decrees? Isn't that what we're talking about here? A decree from the aristocracy? Decrees recognizing the Golan Heights as Israeli territory. Who's running this fucking country, people? Trenchers, you know who's running this goddamn country. We are fucking U.S., we're Israel's bitch. We're their fucking boy. You get out there, boy. And the corporate aristocracy in this country, they're all fucking Jews, man. In one way or another, whether it be Judeo-Christians backing a fucking foreign fucking king. But that's what this comes down to. This is the what is being so billed to you as the president of these United States is fucking serving a foreign fucking king right in your fucking face. And fuck you. Fuck all you guys. Fuck 100 million of you living in tent cities. The true fucking Americans that own this goddamn country can trace their goddamn lineage back to the beginning. Thomas Jefferson told you you'd wake up on a continent, homeless on the continent that your forefathers conquered. Now, didn't he? Wonder what he knew. According to the IBA, the Israeli plan also includes construction of two new Jewish settlements in the occupied Golan Heights. Occupied Golan Heights, along with thousands of new, we were talking about earlier about the international law. There is no fucking international law. There is no national law. What the hell would you call it? Corporate anarchy? Corporate mafia anarchy? And like I said, you can think you can hide from this. You can't. There's nowhere in the fucking world to hide from this. And them same son of a bitches that's scaring them people right down there by Houston now, they're headed your way. So you better get ready to fucking do something about it. Maybe you'll do something about it when the bullets start flying through your windows, when you're afraid to walk down the street, when somebody's fucking looking at you going, shh, you better keep quiet. Or we'll burn your house down, or we'll kill you. Because these motherfuckers hate your guts. You better understand that. These motherfuckers that you are paying billions of dollars to bring into your country. To displace you. To kill you. Hate your fucking guts. And but they're children. Fuck their children. We hate right back. You're gonna find out how much. Two new Jewish settlements in the occupied Golan Heights, along with thousands of new settlement units and a raft of planned transport and tourism projects. Just take. That's what a Jew does. They take. They fucking bribe until they put a muscle group together. The mightiest nation. We were supposed to be the bastion of liberty, of freedom, of justice, people. We're fucking nothing but fucking thugs. Goddamn, what the hell would you call them? Enforcers for a fucking Jew mafia at the top. The population of the occupied Golan Heights currently stands at some 50,000, including 22,000 settlers that they've already been settling it and selling the fucking oil off in it, according to Israeli figures. Just think if we stepped out of the way, if everybody just stepped out of the way and I got to believe that the hate that we have built up in this country pales in comparison to the hate that those fucking Arabs have for these dirty son of a bitches that are right there in their fucking yards, taking everything they got and treating them like fucking dogs. The population, okay, we did that. Israel, which annexed the Golan Heights, we just annexed it. Another country. Hey, you know what? Canada's right next. Why don't we annex Canada? I wonder how that go over with the Canadians. You think they just, they annexed us and hell, Putin came out and he made a proclamation and said that he recognizes that annexation. How do you think that go over with the fucking Canadian people? Or just a part of America? Like, you know, annexed, what if Canada annexed South Dakota and North Dakota? How you think that'd go with us, people? Or just annex the fucking whole United States? And hey, you know what? The Prime Minister of fucking England came out and said, well, they agree with that. That they made a proclamation, they've annexed and that's theirs. I mean, the very thing that they fucking thrive on is blood and war. Blood and war. They know this is going to be blood and war. This is what they want, but they think that they get a step back away from it and just watch it and sit there and fucking slather and have orgasms and fucking, maybe they'll have some fucking little kids there to pedophile while they're watching us kill each other on TV. Maybe the fucking population of this earth ought to just turn around and wipe those motherfuckers clear off the planet forever. Because that's the only way there will ever be peace on this earth. Israel, which annexed the Golan Heights in 1981, has long pushed Washington to recognize its claim over the strategic plateau. See, it's all we ever wanted was just a little piece of Palestine here. Remember how they always tried to show it like a little pencil thing on the edge of it? Israel, you know, in Palestine, when we all know that they've taken the whole fucking country of Palestine, that there are a couple of open-air prisons known as a big open-air prison known as the Gaza Strip, where the fucking what's left of the Palestinian people are fucking being genocided as we speak. And those who dare to walk up to the goddamn Gaza border and the land that was their fucking land, their homes were there. They fucking tore their homes down, tore their cities down, took their fucking land from, dare to walk within 200 yards of their fence. Man, they got no problem shooting children. Like I said, they like to aim for the diaper. They like to hear that little baby scream and the mother scream because the bullet gets them both and she's all covered. Oh boy, they like, blood. Gotta love it. Strategic plateau, which it seized from Syria during the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. But previous U.S. administrations had refrained from doing so. But that previous administrations, well, they did, their son-in-law, I mean, Trump's son-in-law, I mean, he used to sleep in the same room with Netanyahu when they come visiting. He grew up in his house. You know that, don't you? Those fucking freaks. Those fucking sick son of a bitches. Yeah, we got one more left here we can hit real quick. U.S. Supreme Court declares inmates have no constitutional right to painless death. Now see, this is a kind of a confusing issue because, I mean, I've seen the comments on there. Put them up against the wall, put a bullet through their head. Yep, I agree. You kill somebody, you mean do the thing that this fella did. You deserve to die, but the state does not have the authority to put you to death. Only the people do through the common law courts. And there are no 50,000 fucking appeals. You get to go to the superior court for the state, and that's it. You get a second jury, and the second jury says you fucking die. They used to do it. Sentence per pass. It'd be when morning. In the morning, when you get up, you're going to go put against the wall. You're going over to them fucking gallows, and you're going to hang. The U.S. Supreme Court, which is a U.S. corporate Supreme Court, has declared prisoners have no constitutional right to a painless death, they have no right to talk about constitutional rights. It's the ball of spaghetti we always talk about. They want you to pull and talk about this and pull over here and talk about this and you can't really talk about it because there's another instinct in there that's going the other way in another direction. It's layered like a ball. You know, you can penetrate the first layer here, but the next layer is clear over on the other side and you can't get there from here. But the state never was supposed to have except in the Admiralty, except in the time of war, the crimes they're committing, okay? The crimes that they're committing within the apparatus that was supposed to be our government that isn't our government because that corporation is not a republic. But in theory, when it was a republic, when we had a constitution, they did have the authority to, within the mechanism, to execute fucking traitors, you know, within the government, the people like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, by the original constitution of this country and by the laws of this country, should have been put up against a fucking wall. Just go down the list. George Bush, every fucking one of them. Every fucking one of them that has participated, and those Supreme Court justices. so-called Supreme Court justices. Clear back to 1861. That was the last time there was a real Supreme Court, was back when Lincoln declared fucking martial law. And that Supreme Court acted as the Supreme Court was supposed to act, as an advisory to the goddamn government of what they could and could not do with the limited power granted by the people. And they told them, you can't do that. And so, Abraham Springsteen, that Jew son of a bitch, he just had him arrested and jailed. That's when you lost your fucking country, people. That's when it all began. Followed shortly by that, after that phony, lying-ass fucking war to kill the population down and put the country in such a disorder that they could slip something like that fucking 14th Amendment in there and change the republic to a fucking corporation with zero in direct violation of the law. It's disgusting, but, you know, this guy, I mean, as far as this lawsuit and all this shit here and all the 23 appeals and everything, and he wants the gas chamber and whatever, this, fuck it, you know. I'm sure this guy did what he did, but the state has no authority in it. He should have been prosecuted in the common law, so it really, he has not been legally convicted under the laws of the little United Big Us States of these Americas. He should be taken into the common law court, and the people he killed, he should be prosecuted for killing them, and a common law jury hands down the fucking verdict, and that fucking verdict cannot be fucking examined anywhere else but by the rules of the common law, which means it would have to be another common law jury at the superior court level. That's it, and then you're done. And justice would be served. That being said, man, I'm telling you people, I read this shit every day, and every day it gets more and more just, I mean, it is the revealing. I said that a long, long, long time ago when I first started doing this. In November, October, we'd be broadcasting for 8 fucking years, and we've told you. We've told you. We've predicted, it is a revealing. They're revealing who they are, and they're just going, fucking, what are you gonna do about it? Well, I guess the question of the day is, what are you fucking gonna do about it? And that is the word from the trenches.